Are you struggling to find your purpose in life? Do you feel like something is missing and you need some guidance? Do you often feel unfulfilled with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis? Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to feel that way anymore. I'm here to help you through your journey in life to gain clarity, find purpose, and passion. My name is Jose Miguel Longo. I'm a gay Hispanic, a husband, dog daddy, advocate for social justice, and DEI. Ally for all LGBTQ+, a career and life coach and millennial born in 1983. I have spent my time since the age of 14 working my way around the world of work. I know my God-given talents are to help those around me to gain clarity in their lives while finding their passion and purpose. For the last decade, I've spent my time coaching college students and alums from all three generations, X, Y, and Z, in designing their career stories and mapping what they want to do in their lives. Whether it's gaining clarity in who you are and what you're meant to do, learning to build a resume or write a cover letter, holding you accountable and building your career journey, or designing your life, the podcast Coaching for Millennials is a how-to guide for all things career, life, and a sprinkle of everything in between. It is an all-inclusive space for meaningful conversations on topics happening in our world right now. It is a space for people to go on a holistic journey in uncovering their passion and purpose. I'm here for all generations, no matter what you identify as. If you're seeking to transition from a career industry or job to another, or ready to transform your life completely, I got you, boo. Whatever the fantasy you're trying to create, let me make it happen. If you're ready to start the journey to explore your passion and purpose, get focused on gaining clarity to transform you to a place that will fuel you, inspire you, and sprinkle some joy and laughter in between, it's time to dive into Coaching for Millennials. Welcome back to another episode of Coaching for Millennials. I'm your host, Jose Miguel Longo, and I'm delighted to be with you here today. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about the most popular craze in the last year and a half or so. And I'm not talking about Taylor Swift. I'm talking about ChatGPT and AI, obviously. So before we jump in, I want to kind of do a little catch up as I usually have been doing in these new episodes in season four. I find it to be heartfelt, authentic, and warm to like just share a little bit about what's going on with me and what's happening. So I mentioned just a bit ago, Taylor Swift. I've been like staring at this at my desk. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you know that I'm holding up Taylor Swift's anthology edition double CD disc with all the fun stuff CD because I want to do an unboxing of it. I did an unboxing of the box when I received it. And as corny as it, stupid as it sounds, I watch some of these unboxing videos on YouTube and Reels and everything else that's out there, and I'm fascinated by them. So I thought, you know what? I'll do one myself. But let me tell you, the album, I've been listening to it since Friday because I stayed up at midnight to listen to it. And then I stayed up until 2 a.m. because I knew she was releasing the second edition. And 31 songs is a lot to digest. So the last week for me has been consumed with Taylor and all things dissecting the Easter eggs of it all. So really excited to like listen and hear the words. Obviously, her lyrics are just straight out of a diary, and we already know that they're so powerful. So if you're a Taylor Swift, if you're a Taylor Swift fan or you're a Swiftie, you know, drop me some love in the comments. Let me know which is your favorite song on this 31 long format album, because I have several favorites. I remember when I first heard it, I was watching it. Well, I was listening to it on my television, which is why I said I was watching it, because I put it on my Spotify. And I was just favoriting the songs that I liked, but now I have so many new ones. So let me know which one's your favorite in the chat. So let's jump into the fabulous world of ChatGPT. Now, today, my focus is not going to be on generalization of ChatGPT. No, I'm going to give you some AI-powered job search secret weapons for your job search success. So I will give you in the show notes all of the actual ChatGPT phrases and terms to use to create the things that we're talking about today. However, I'm going to speak them as well for those of you who listen and maybe screen record the podcast, or you download and you transcribe it, however is easier for you. All that to say is that if you're living in 2024, you know that AI has pretty much taken over our lives. Everything from searching on Google to your Alexa or your Google Home to your cleaning devices, those things are AI driven, to how you do work and how you live your life and all the things. I mean, I've been using AI for quite some time. ChatGPT, I have to say, has enhanced that. And let's differentiate the thing. AI is obviously artificial intelligence, and it's been around for forever. We've had AIs in our homes and our phones since we can remember. The minute you opened Google to search for something, you're using AI. What's changed in the last year or so, or the last year and a half, is that we now have a tool that's accessible to everyone to use to enhance whatever it is that you're trying to do. And for the focus of today's episode, we're talking about job searching. So we're talking about job searching in respect to your resume, job searching in respect to finding the job, job searching in respect to your cover letter, and then job searching in respect to creating an identity for yourself, for whether you're a career transitioner, or you're pivoting from one career, or you're someone who retired from one job and was looking for another one, but you want to be able to showcase your skills. You can do all those things using ChatGPT. Now, the one thing that I will say is that results are always going to vary depending on what version of ChatGPT you're using. What do I mean by that? So I use Gemini Advance because I subscribe to Google, I don't know what it's called. I basically pay a subscription for my data and my memory. I can't even use my words today for Google. I have like 60,000 music and videos and pictures and all that stuff. And so I need a lot of storage. That's what it is, storage. So with that, I get an enhanced version of Google's ChatGPT. Excuse me. I also use Y-O-U, ChatGPT, just as a comparison of what Google's doing. For me, when I'm searching for content that I'm trying to bring and curate for the podcast particularly, or I'm trying to do something really quick, I like to do a comparison to see how those different variables of the ChatGPT respond, especially with the prompts. You have to be really specific with the prompts, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And I have to tell you, this whole episode, other than me just talking to you here organically, has been curated by ChatGPT, specifically the content of the prompts that I'm going to talk to you about. A really quick story. When my dad was in the hospital last year, I was trying to find a rehabilitation facility for him to go to get some care. And I was working with the social workers in the hospital who, for lack of a better word, were not really doing their job. And I was very frustrated with the care that he was getting. I was very frustrated with how they were supporting him and how they were supporting us as a family to make sure my dad was going to where he needed to go. And his treatment plan required him to go to a facility that took patients to have an LVAD. An LVAD is a machine that helps someone who has a bad heart. Essentially, this machine is inside his heart that's making his heart work. Not a pacemaker, it's very different. So all these facilities, there's very few of them in New York State that do it. I use ChatGPT in a matter of 30 seconds to find all the facilities in New York State that accept patients that have LVADs. And I was very strategic about how I put that into the ChatGPT prompt, because I wanted very specific information. I was searching for it. I was searching by county. I was searching by New York State. I was searching based on his care, meaning he's on Medicaid, he's on Medicare. So all those different variables were important to the results that I was looking for. ChatGPT is based on how you enter content and information and how you treat it. You need to treat it as if it's your personal assistant. You need to have it act like you want it to be you, and telling it exactly what it is that you're looking for, and be as descriptive and as detailed as you want. For this episode, my prompt, I did two different ChatGPTs for the record. My first prompt was create a list of the top 10 AI prompts for job seekers and career changers to maximize their time while job searching, writing a resume, and a cover letter. That was what I put in my search. And I did this in Gemini Advanced. So then it gave me different segments and categories of those things. So for example, the first area that it produced was obviously resume enhancement. And because I asked for resume writing. So the first prompt that it talks about is analyze my resume, identify areas for improvement, suggest keywords based on current industry trends, and ensure it's ATS friendly. Now, if you've ever heard this podcast, ATS is an applicant tracking system. On one of my episodes, and either in season 2 or season 1, I talk about how ATS is how a recruiter or a hiring manager is the tool that they use to identify their applicants. ATSs have gotten really smart, and it's also been based on the fact that like you have hundreds of applicants to one job posting. So the only way you're going to make yourself stand out is by using the job description to identify keywords that you want to include in your resume. I'm going to repeat that again because this is the golden nugget right here. You need to use the job description to identify keywords to include in your resume, so that the ATS scans your resume and picks you up as a viable applicant. You're competing against hundreds of people for the same job. So in order for you to stand out, you need to make sure your resume is enhanced. I say enhanced because I feel like it's the best word to describe it. Here's the thing. ChatGPT is not perfect. It's always learning. So you need to make sure that regardless of whether you're using ChatGPT or not, you're looking at your resume for every single detail, every single bullet, to make sure it has what is needed for you to stand out. So the prompt was, again, analyze my resume, identify areas for improvement, suggest keywords based on current industry trends, and ensure it's ATS friendly. So what does this mean? Obviously, I mentioned already that applicant tracking systems are how companies filter out applicants. But when you put your resume in ChatGPT and you put this prompt in, it's going to deliver some results that are really powerful. Now, it's up to you to take action and start using this prompt that I've created for you to then actually take the next step and doing that for your resume. I am kind of a little bit taking work away from me because this is the kind of stuff that I do as a coach. But I feel as though if you want to come to me as a coach, you're going to come to me because you want to talk about how to shift your mindset, how to shift your ideation, how to pivot from one field to another, how to look at your skill sets and identify other transferable. Excuse me. Sorry, I keep clearing my throat, but my allergies are really bad. So I'm going to coach you through all those things. I'm going to coach you through the interview. Those are some of the things that ChatGPT can do. Although I have to tell you that you can actually ask ChatGPT to say, hey, can you create 7 daily prompts for me that I can use as positive affirmation to change my mindset? And guess what? I just gave you one. That's a prompt. ChatGPT will do that for you. So It's weird for me being a career and life coach to be delivering this to you, but I feel like I want to make sure everyone has what they need. The podcast has always been a free form of coaching. You don't have to pay to listen to the podcast, but I want to help people. And I want to help people transform their lives. And I always feel like by me sharing this information, me sharing my stories, I'm giving you a unique opportunity to then come back to me and either say that it was successful for you. And if you decide you want to work with me, great. If not, that's okay. And or you can share it with somebody else who needs it. So I appreciate that. And that's why I'm doing this. Now, prompt number two for resume enhancements is rewrite my resume bullet points to highlight accomplishments using strong action verbs and quantifiable results. Let's face it, people, when recruiters look at your resume, and this is only if you've made the shortlist, let's be honest, again, hundreds of thousands of applicants, when they look at your resume, they're going to look for how are you meeting key performance indicators, KPIs, how are you meeting specific metrics, and how are you doing those? That's what quantifiable is. And you want to have really strong bullet points that are going to help you enhance your resume to make sure you stand out amongst those other hundreds of thousands of applicants. Okay, hundreds of thousands is maybe an exaggeration, but hundreds of applicants is a lot. And I can guarantee you that you're going to do that. I remember back in my day before even ChatGPT existed and before I could enhance my applicant tracking system to include keywords for what I was looking for in a resume, I was going through a lot of applicants and I was screening their experiences using the job description. It was like a multi-screen situation. And I was doing it in a way that like I had literally 30 minutes, 40 minutes to produce a short list of applicants and then start screening those people and then going back to the drawing board if they weren't viable applicants. So there's a lot more, it's a lot easier for recruiters today to go through it, but you want to make sure you stand out. So this prompt in rewriting your resume or rewriting your bullets in your resume to highlight accomplishments using strong action verbs and quantifiable results is super powerful. And it's also going to be more focused on statements and specific details relevant to make your experience stand out. Now, what you're going to want to do is be sure to do this with what your resume is first, and then allow ChatGPT to produce the rewritten statements or rewritten bullets. And then copy the job description into ChatGPT, write a new prompt to say, now this one's not written, I'm making this one up right now, and you'll have to pay with the verbiage here. Using my resume included here, please take the job description below and rewrite. Now you can say the prompt we had before, rewrite my resume bullets to highlight accomplishments using strong action verbs and quantifiable results with the job description below. That will then take the resume you've included in ChatGPT and transform it once again. So giving you a double resume, one specific to the job, but then one you can use to apply to general jobs that have very similar job descriptions. Prompt number three for resume enhancements. Now this one, it says, based on target job title or industry, tailor my resume to emphasize the most relevant skills and experiences. So it's going to really take your resume and look at the information based on the experiences you have on your resume and the skills you have and move it around and make it look so it's unique to the job description. So really right there, three powerful prompts to really help you transform and enhance your resume in a very unique and quick way. Now, let's jump into cover letter. So for cover letters, this could be a little tricky, but with cover letters, what you want to make sure is that you're including your profile or your statement purpose, or this is like a paragraph or three or four bullets that's specific to your experience that you want to make sure is highlighted and interwoven into your cover letter. The reason you do this is because a ChatGPT doesn't know who you are, right? Obviously, it's not your friend. Obviously, you don't talk to it like the way it talks back to you, but you want to make sure it understands what you're looking for to get out of this cover letter. Now, you could obviously create a cover letter using ChatGPT with the job description that you've pulled, and then just enhance that and rewrite the parts to include specific information around your experience, which is what I would recommend doing anyway. But let's take a look at these prompts. Draft a cover letter for blank job title at blank company. use highlights from my resume and tailor it to the job description. So in this one, you're actually including your resume. Now, remember, this is going to generate a strong base cover letter that will help save you time. I remember being the person that used to spend hours and hours with students and my clients writing cover letters for them. I fucking hate it. I have to be honest. It is exhausting to write a cover letter. It is a time-consuming process, but it's also essential. This is how a recruiter or a hiring manager gets to know who you are and also can understand and identify how you communicate. Communication is obviously a critical competency in the workforce. So every recruiter, every employer, every hiring manager wants to see how you communicate. Sometimes companies don't request a cover letter, which I think they're becoming a little bit more and more obsolete, I have to be honest with you. But I don't think it's going to be going away anytime soon. So what's the next prompt? So the next prompt for cover letter is check my cover letter for grammar, tone, and persuasiveness. Suggest ways to make it more engaging. Now with this, AI is basically providing you a second set of eyes. It's ensuring your cover letter is polished and it's impactful. It's really giving you the upper hand to really demonstrate that your skills, your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed, that all of your experiences are lined up. I always tell people, like, even though you're using ChatGPT, you need to make sure you're using your own eyes to review, revisit, and rewrite. It's not perfect, and it's always learning. Moving on. So the next one is job search optimization. Now, this one's a big one because the other two I feel like are essential for, like, everyday use if you're job seeking right now, whether you have a job or you're unemployed or you're laid off. But for job searching, I highly recommend, one, working with a coach for several reasons. It's about the power of networking and connection. So if you find the connection to get you to the job and you apply, use ChatGPT to write the cover letter and the resume. For this particular prompt, this is going to help you identify and find jobs. It's not getting you to the job. Job searching is all about networking. And the thing about job searching is that it's better to know someone and set up an introduction and connect with the person that can get your foot in the door than just to be a resume that gets submitted into a hole of oblivion of 100 applicants and never to be seen. Just facts, honestly. So here's the first prompt specific to job search optimization. Find job postings matching my skill set. And then you list your skill set. Prioritize companies located in your... Prioritize companies located in your preferred area or offering remote work. This is going to save you time. This is going to save you, obviously, the opportunity to really be more specific based on the skill set that you have. Now, I think that everyone at this point, if you live in 2024 and you've searched for a job or are a job seeker, you're either using LinkedIn or you're using Handshake or you're using Indeed to search for your job or even ZipRecruiter, whatever it might be. You can create job search filters to do this for you. With ChatGPT, it's scouring all over the internet, not just the one job board you're using. So the results that you get will likely be results from LinkedIn, results from Google Jobs, results from ZipRecruiter, results from Indeed. So everywhere. So this is going to bring everything together in one unique space. I would actually take this prompt and be more specific to include maybe industry, to include maybe job type, because you're going to get a lot of information from that prompt, and it might be overwhelming, just as a pointer there. The next prompt specifically around job search optimization is recommend alternative job titles or industries where my skills would be transferable. I'm looking to transition my career to blank. So powerful, so juicy. Again, it's not going to be 100% accurate. This is one of those where you're going to need some support from someone, even though you're using ChatGPT to help you get started, that's where I say like the recruiting, the coaching piece comes into play. Next here on this list is interviewing preparation. So interviewing preparation for this particularly is going to be a game changer. Now, I find that interviewing is an art, but what I always tell my clients is that it is a conversation, okay? It's a conversation where you have a really unique opportunity to talk about you and talk about your strengths and talk about what you bring to the table and what you offer. I think that interviewing is intimidating for a lot of reasons, but it's not intended for you to fail. It's intended for you to showcase how you can be a valuable asset to a company, but also an opportunity for you to interview the company as well to make sure that it's a good fit. You only get so much from searching on their about page and doing your homework. You want to talk to the people that actually work there and live there and do the things. So for this set of prompts, the interview preparation, the first prompt is, act as a hiring manager and ask me typical interview questions for blank job title or industry. Provide feedback on my answers. So this is going to help you prepare for the real thing and give you insight on how to improve your responses. This particular prompt, I would say, is more specific for those who are typically not very interview experienced and really want to get the upper leg in understanding what kind of interview questions might be asked of them. However, there's no real feedback like feedback from a human. And what I would do in this case is that if you're not working with a coach, is to identify someone who you can connect with or work or works in the field of where you're trying to work that can give you feedback based on the type of work that you're looking to get into. That's more powerful. This is where the power of informational interviewing comes into play and building that network and connecting with people. The next prompt here is generate a list of insightful questions I can ask the interviewer about the company and the role to show my interest. Now, this is a really good one. This one I would definitely use. This is obviously creating you a unique formula to help you in your interviewing process. But again, I would say I would totally recommend and suggest that you use your own ideas because you're going to have your own questions. It comes off more authentic that way and you want to be yourself. Now, the last section we're jumping into here is general guidance. So this is general guidance about job searching and all the things. So I'm feeling overwhelmed by my job search. Suggest strategies to stay organized, motivated, and focused on my goals. ChatGPT is now organizing and helping you stay accountable, helping you stay focused in your job search. Now, I feel like this might be a little bit too much in a way. I think almost like it can give you really good pointers, but it's only going to give you the pointers for so much. It's not giving you the actual in-person accountability that you get from a job search coach or a career coach. So I think it's great to have that list of pointers that it's going to give you to go back and forth and have in front of you. But this is one where it's a little much. Let's get a coach involved. Come hire me. So some tips. Be specific. Provide your resume, job target description, or examples of your work. The more information, the better the output. I mentioned this before. Be very specific. Iterate. Use these prompts as a starting point. I mentioned before that I tend to change up my prompts and I tend to look at different versions of ChatGPT just to find which one's the best one for me. I do this all the time when I'm writing my show notes. I do this all the time when I'm looking for topics of conversation to bring on the podcast. All of these things matter. So definitely play with it. It's not the end all be all. You want to continue to evolve on what your prompts are. And then lastly, don't fully rely on AI. Again, a personalization, connecting with the person, working with the human, doing all those things are critical to the process. I think that the second set of eyes and helping you refine and enhance your job search is great to use ChatGPT for, but there's nothing like the human connection and the human touch. So for those reasons, I would say definitely use ChatGPT to help you get there and help you get you on your way. But come back, ask me. I'm happy to answer any questions. Send me an email, find me on social media, and let's chat, because I'm happy to help you with your job search and happy to help you tailor your resume. And I have a couple of different coaching packages that can really help you along the way. Now, I will be including all of these prompts in addition to another set of prompts that I created for the podcast for your job search or career changers looking to change their job. So be on the lookout for the show notes. If this was an episode that you found to be really powerful and really helpful, please share it with someone. That would mean the world to me. Like I said before, the podcast only grows when people listen to it and when it's shared. And if you're looking for a career coach, I'm here for you. Please reach out. Like I said, my website's under construction, but I have my packages available to share, and there's a package fit for everyone. So happy to be a support. I'm happy to be your coach and helping you get to where you want to be in life. All that being said, I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your day with me, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, Chit Chatter. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with the world. We welcome everyone for listening. And if you'd like, please go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Those reviews mean everything to me, and they help the show grow, as well as for me to know what topics you want to hear from next. Be sure to go visit to coachingwithjoseandmiguel.com or Coaching for Millennials for more up-to-date content, newsletters, blogs, information about coaching for life and career. Thank you so much for being a part of our magical world and for being part of this program. I can't wait to the next episode.